Very positive. But the fact is that for a lot of country music, the future is not a positive subject. And I did want to include some of those songs in this rundown today.
Well, one of the reasons I'm such a country music fan is that I do like music that takes an honest look at the harder parts of life. And this next song is an example. Johnny Cash is an artist who is not afraid to be honest about what he's feeling. And this song is a perfect example of that. It's looking forward to a future in which he can, from my perspective, get along with the darker side of himself a little bit better and not lose to it all the time.
Absolutely. And this is another song that he recorded late in life. And I think that there's his voice was changing again as he was getting older. And that the his voice just sounds so great with the music that they were playing, backing him up. And I think that that album that I think it was one of the last albums he put out. I just absolutely love it. And just like the John Anderson song we played, I think this is another one that really there's some wisdom that comes with country music written or at least performed by an artist late in their life.
Absolutely. I mean, I think when you hear him sing it and you see it like in a video of him that late in life singing this song, you also kind of get the sense he might be singing about death, that the
Yep.
darkness isn't just the darkness inside him, but the darkness that's coming for him. And I know that's a scary topic for most people, but you'd say we've had positive songs. Here's a darker one. I do consider this a positive song. It's
Yeah.
very dark, but it's a very positive song in my opinion because he's saying, I will become one with these things that I'm afraid of. I won't run from them. I'll embrace them. And there's something powerful about that.
Absolutely. All right. Well, here is I See a Darkness by Johnny Cash.
Well, you're my friend. And can you see many times we've been out drinking, many times we shared our thoughts, but did you ever? Ever notice the kind of thoughts I got? Well, you know I have a love for everyone I know. And you know I have a drive to live, I won't let go. But can you see its opposition comes rising up sometimes? That it's dreadful and position comes blacking in my mind. And that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness. Did you know how much I love you? Here's a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness. Well, I hope that someday, buddy, we have peace in our lives, together or apart, alone or with our wives, and we can stop our whoring and pull the smiles inside and light it up forever and never go to sleep. My best unbeaten brother, This isn't all I see. Oh no, I see a darkness. Oh no, I see a darkness. No, I see a darkness. Oh no, I see a darkness. Did you know how much I love you? Here's a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness.
We still have a number of songs coming up on the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Next up, we're going to hear from Doc Watson, the Lubin Brothers, Hank Williams Jr., so stick around.
The best country music ever made from the 70s to today. For all of Northwest Wisconsin, WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. Set our vows under that old pine tree. You ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite Forgotten Country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. This is the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about country songs that celebrate the future, or at least sing about the future. Drew, the next set of songs are, I think, really, there's some fun ones in here. We've talked about this in the past, that comedy and country music is really missed these days, I think. I mean, there was a time when you could, that country songs wouldn't take themselves too serious, and I really miss that. And I think this next song definitely is one of those.
Oh, well, for sure. I mean, first of all, he is a comedian. I opened for Cletus back in the day. Cletus, I think, broke onto the scene with a parody of Did I Shave My Legs for This, called Did I Shave My Back for This.
Oh, I remember that.
Cletus is very funny. I think that you're right that there is a dearth. There's a gap right now in country music where there isn't as much comedy going on. Brad Paisley comes to mind as someone who doesn't take himself too seriously and is still putting out music. But the younger generation, the current generation, it seems like they are not quite as interested in that. I think that'll change soon. Every time something like that happens in a genre or in an industry, someone comes along and goes, oh, there's another way to do this, and the people want it. I mean, of course, who doesn't want to laugh?
Yeah, it's almost like today it's all tough guy country, and I feel like there was a time when it just wasn't the... I mean, the guys were tough, but people didn't take themselves too serious.
Well, I got to shout out Wheeler Walker Jr.,
yeah,
who is parodying that tough guy country, but he is too dirty for radio.
Yeah, we definitely cannot play him on this show.
No.
All right, well, here's Cletus T. Judd, the first redneck on the internet.
Well, Lordy mercy, I was in a mess. My wife run off with my TV set. Didn't bother me none that she had to go, except I was gonna miss all my TV shows. So I looked up to heaven, got down on my knees, and I cried, dear Lord, will you help me please? I need a TV by tomorrow night, cause Ric Flair's involved in a title fight.
And in this corner,
well, I guess my tithing finally paid off, cause early next morning should have seen what I saw. Reached in my overhauls for my inhaler, cause there's a big brown box right in front of my trailer. I used my truck keys, cut open the box, so I was hoping for a Sony or a Magnavox. I looked at the name, thought, oh my gosh, this must be a new and called Macintosh. Well, my last TV was a whole lot wider, but this one here come with its own typewriter. It had all the letters from A to Z. I guess you just typed in what you want to see. Well, I thought I punched WWF, but the TV screen said World Wide Web. Then I broke out in a cold, cold sweat. I was the first redneck on the internet.
He was the first redneck on the internet. A bona fide, country fire, cyber threat. One time, and now they'll never forget. The first redneck on the internet.
It was all so new, I should have taken my time, but I slammed that mouse up in four-wheel drive. Last time I did so much pointing and clicking, I had a .22 rifle shooting at chickens. Then all of a sudden it occurred to me, the power I had with this fancy TV, I could get back at my ex-wife with a touch of a button. I could ruin her life. So I got the number off her MasterCard. I bought a new lift kit and four new tires. And I got online to her bank account. I went ahead and closed that sucker out. I had her power and her water shut, slap off. Then I sent an email to her dad, blame boss, letting him know that she told me she'd have his job by the end of the week.
Was the first redneck on the internet, a bona fide, country fire, cyber threat. He went online just one time, and now they'll never forget. The first redneck on the internet.
Now the moral of the story, as a matter of fact, in a couple of days I got my TV back. She said she'd like to come back as well. I told her to go straight to AOL.
Now I thank the Lord and the UPS for dropping that box at Cletus' address. If you ever want to find him, it won't take long. Type www.cletus.com.
To reach the first redneck on the internet, the bona fide country fire, cyber threat. Now they'll never forget. He was the first red.
Matt, if anyone were ever to try and challenge us on that last point we were making about comedy and country and how we need that, we need to stop taking ourselves too seriously, and they said to you, no, three chords in the truth, that's what it's all about, you could say to that person, oh, that's cool. Do you like George Jones, arguably the greatest country singer of all time? Is that someone you enjoy? And they say, of course, because I like three chords in the truth. You say, well, you know, he didn't take himself too seriously.
Right.
And this song is a perfect example of that. The Possum was hilarious. And I don't just mean because he drove his lawnmower to the bar when they took his car keys because he had been getting too many DUIs. He was also hilarious in his music. And this is a great example with High Tech Redneck.
Drew, I think the next song by Tim McGraw is a song that it changes every time I hear it as I get older. Live Like You Were Dying. I mean, that's a song that was on the radio all the time, you know, over the last, I don't know, it must have been 10, 15 years ago. I don't hear it as much unless I'm listening to more of the classic country or kind of, you know, vintage country or whatever stations. But it's one that I still hear it, and it's been a while now, and I only hear it, you know, every couple, several months. And I just, it's one of those that I find myself, if I'm in the car, I'm always turning it up.
Yeah, it's definitely a song where your perspective changes on what it's about. I think when I first heard it, I was probably 20, and it was like, oh, you know, live like you were dying. All right, I'll take that to heart. And to me, that meant like, you know, going to every party. Or maybe to paint a more positive spin on it, I just imagined traveling the world. And that was great, and I did that in my 20s. And now I hear the song, and I think more about, frankly, my loved ones and spending time with them.
Yeah, absolutely. This song is all about, you know, enjoying the people that you're with and being present in the moment. So here is Live Like You're Dying by Tim McGraw.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays
talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift, and you got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I loved deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. To live like you were dying.
We still have a number of songs coming up that you're definitely going to want to stick around for. We have Hank Williams, Chris Ledoux, a band called Fruition. So stick around.
95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
I can see you over there staring at your drink, watching that I sink all alone tonight. And chances are you're sitting here in this bar, cause he ain't gonna treat you right. Well, it's probably not my place, but I'm gonna say it anyway, cause you look like you hadn't felt the fire, had a little fun, hadn't had a smile in a little while, baby. Looks good on us. just pick you up, kind of guy trying to drink you up, trying to take you home. But I don't understand how another man can take your son and turn it ice cold. Well, I've had enough to drink and it's making me think that I just might tell you if I were a painter, I wouldn't change it. I'd just paint you bright, baby. Cause blue looks good on the sky. Looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you, you don't need that guy. It's so black and white, you're stealing your thunder. Baby, blue ain't your color.
Hands. Come on, say-
This is the brand new St. Croix Country on 95.7 FM.
Seven FM, St. Croix Country.
I was standing at the end of my rainbow, with nowhere to go. No pot of gold inside. All my wishes were just way too much to hope for. But when I saw you, I knew I'd seen the light. And not a moment too soon, without a minute to spare. Touched my heart when I didn't have a prayer. In my darkest hour, when my world filled with gloom, your sweet love saved me. Not a moment too soon.
find me. And the one who cares was lost somewhere in time. But when you found me, I knew I'd found forever. You rescued me just before I crossed the line. And not a moment too soon, without a minute to spare. You touched my heart when I didn't have a prayer. In my darkest hour, with my world filled with gloom, your sweet love saved me. Not a moment. Your sweet love saved me, not a moment too soon. Oh, oh, oh. Not a moment too soon. Yeah.
Working, spitting, hunting, and fishing. Stone cold country by the grace of God. I was gassing up the other day. An old boy pulled up with a license plate from Ohio. Thought, oh good Lord, he's lost. From his Wranglers to his boots, he reminded me of Chris LeDoux. And that Copenhagen smile, country must be countrywide. And every state, there's a station playing Cash, Hank, Willie, and Waylon. Foreign cars and four-wheel drives. There's cowboys and hillbillies, farm towns, big cities. There ain't no doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide. How you live, we weren't raised to take what we were raised to give. The shirt off our back to anyone in need. We bow our heads before we eat, before we start our day, before we fall asleep. Cause in God we trust and we believe. Yeah, we see what's wrong and we know what's right. And old Hank, you said it all. He said country folks can't survive. In every state, there's a station playing Cash, Hank, Willie, and Waylon. Foreign cars and four-wheel drives. There's cowboys and hillbillies, farm towns, the big cities. There ain't no doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide. There's a station. Come on. Y'all better crank us up. And every state, there's a station playing Cash, Hank, Willie, and Waylon. And foreign cars and four-wheel drives. There's cowboys, hillbillies, farm towns, big cities. Rain don't down in my mind. Must be countrywide.
those that want to sit back and take a moment to enjoy a refreshing taste of fresh brewed coffee, Dunn Brothers has you covered. Visit our new Richmond location today from 5:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day. Dunn Brothers Coffee, life's rewards done right.
Country legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Country legends from St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them as she brought them to their feet. She was a big star at Banana Joe's bar where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her face. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small time town was hers. She was a big star at Banana Joe's bar where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are,
listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about country songs that are focused on the future. The next song, Drew, is by a band from Portland, Oregon, kind of that folksy bluegrass sound that you get out on the West Coast.
Yeah, I dig it. I dig that type of music. I know a lot of people aren't as familiar with it or maybe aren't as into it, but I know that it's growing. People like Chris Stapleton are expanding horizons. I know he doesn't do that kind of music, but I know that I feel like country music's in a good place right now in terms of expanding its horizons, and this is a great band in that regard.
Yeah. Have you ever been to like a bluegrass festival?
Oh, of course. But even there, the culture needs new blood and recognizes that. But there's some pushback, you know. I've been to a few bluegrass festivals where some of the newer, younger acts were, at least at first, not accepted. And I've heard stories. I got to hang out with Sam Bush, which was so cool. And he was talking about how he tries not to do that to the young bluegrass acts because it happened to him. And now he's considered to be one of the greatest bluegrass musicians America's ever produced, or folk bluegrass musicians at least. But, you know, in the 60s and 70s and 80s, Sam was getting heck from Doc Watson fans. So that's a cycle that we're going to go through forever.
Yeah.
And I think it's good for art.
Yeah, I think the best bluegrass is bluegrass that recognizes the genre as like an ever-changing tradition. I mean, it's always about having that tradition and focusing back to that tradition, but they're always changing it a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It was new when they added the mandolin. It was new when they added a dobro, you know? And I love this idea of always creating something new from something that feels so old and out of date.
And on that note, I'm very proud that we are representing bluegrass here on the show, because bluegrass was such a huge part of the Grand Ole Opry. It's such a huge part of country music's history. But in this day and age, it does kind of get cut out. Obviously, there's people like Keith Urban using the banjo in some of his songs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But bluegrass itself, you don't hear it a lot on country radio. That used to not be the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that people are like, oh, this is bluegrass, it's not country. When if you had taken a time machine back to when, you know, country was real country, people would think you were crazy to say that. Yeah. Bluegrass was country.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important, especially as the more pop radio country continues to change, for us to remember those roots. So I'm excited to play this new band, at least new to me, a band called Fruition from Portland, Oregon. And the song is Till You Come By Here. Drew, we love celebrating tradition here on the Forgotten Country Radio Show. So I always love playing some Hank Williams.
Absolutely. Hank Williams is, of course, him and George Jones are on most people's short list of who's the greatest country singer of all time, or the most influential at least. So anytime we get a chance to play him, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, and the song, we've played a couple songs on here. The John Anderson song was one of them, but this song is a real honest look at the future, and it's kind of saying, you know, we don't get out of this world alive, and I think that's a great Hank Williams take on the future.
Yeah, it's great to think, hey, I wonder what Hank Williams would think about the future. Oh, he wrote a song about it. He was consumed with thoughts of death.
And like, you know, it's not going to slow him down.
Not at all.
All right. Here's Hank Williams and the Drifting Cowboys. I'll never get out of this world.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My fishing pole's broke, the creek is full of sand. My woman run away with another man. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. A distant uncle passed away and left me quite a batch. And I was living high until the fatal day. A lawyer proved I wasn't born, I was only hatched. Everything's again me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. I'm wearing all the time is full of holes and nails. And brother, if I stepped on a worn out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heads or tails. I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow, cause nothing's ever gonna be alright no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
Matt, this next song is by a personal favorite of mine. We've had him on the show before featuring his music, Chris LeDoux. May he rest in peace. This song is called Cadillac Ranch. I love this song. It's probably the second Chris LeDoux song I ever heard. I love it for our theme because this song is about change, and it's about the past no longer being viable, which is something that we've all seen in our own lives and that country music deals with a lot. In this song, it's about the farm, not making money anymore. The bank is calling. How are we going to save it? Well, what if we join the future? What if we embrace modern culture? What if we hang up some neon lights? What if we learn some songs and turn this place into a honky-tonk? In some ways, you could go to Broadway right now, downtown Nashville, and say, ooh, this song came too true.
Right.
It changed maybe a little too much with the neon right. Cowboys, but it's a fun song.
Yeah, and I think these days they call it ag tourism. I mean, like, I literally know families that, you know, the farm wasn't making it, so they switched over to organics and did the farm-to-table tours. You know, I've gone out, you ride a bus, and this is maybe a more wholesome take on the topic, but you go out and ride a bus and meet the farmers and see how they, you know, are working the land, and then they serve you a meal. I mean, it's really cool stuff. So there's some real truth to that, you know, changing, adapting with the times. And I love seeing it here.
My in-laws went to Italy recently. And one of my favorite things is that my mother-in-law is just constantly talking about agriturismo. And she always says it with the accent, which is so funny.
Yeah.
And I'm I'm like, I don't know Italian, but you're just talking about agricultural tourism. You're trying to gussy it up with your vinaigrette, but I know what's happening here. You just went and some old man made you a cheese plate, which is fine.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, here's Chris Ledoux, Cadillac Ranch.
Started up a band. Sister put a sign on the roof. Daddy bought a case of 90 proof. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old bee patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed. Yeah. Till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. Genuine 59 Coupe de Ville. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old bee patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed. Yeah. Till the cows come home. Till the cows come home.